Let's bring in NPR's Layla Fadel, who has been reporting from Tampa. Layla, before we get to what's happening where you are, what can you tell us about what's happening in Jacksonville, where things seem to be deteriorating today?
Well, there are storm surges, flooding in Jacksonville, Florida. This is a situation that the governor had warned Floridians about. He said that the storm may have passed in your area, but what comes next is possible flooding. And that's what we're seeing in Jacksonville. And that's why he was warning Floridians to try to stay off the streets right now as cities across the state are assessing damage and waiting for post-storm weather deterioration.
What's happening in Tampa, where you are?
Well, Tampa was expected to take a real direct hit, and it's a particularly vulnerable part of the state because of the bay and rising water at the bay. But actually, quite the opposite happened. The storm sucked away a lot of the water in the bay, and the storm didn't really hurt Tampa as much as was expected. And so people are now returning to their homes and finding them pretty much intact. I was with one couple this morning. We walked into an antique shop of crystal and glassware and porcelain teacups, and everything was intact, sitting perfectly in the shelves. Yeah. And they had evacuated completely, prepared for weeks to make sure, prepared for weeks post-storm with canned beans and water. And everything was perfectly fine everywhere they went to check on their properties.
Well, one of the things that surprised some people, and there were images yesterday on TV of Tampa, is that instead of the water coming in as expected, there was a kind of a reverse storm surge there where the water was actually blown out of the bay.
Basically, yes, the storm sucked up water from the bay, the same type of thing that we saw in the Bahamas when the storm was passing through there. And so in one situation that everybody's talking about, tweeting about, posting pictures of is where a manatee couldn't keep up with the water disappearing. And so residents went out there to help the manatee get back into the water. And so that was the big news of Tampa. Of course, there are things like downed trees, power outages, stoplights that aren't working. But overall, Tampa is sighing relief. It's a sigh of relief for a lot of people.
Well, in terms of the power outages, we hear that more than 60% of the state is without power today and that it could take weeks in some areas to restore electricity to everyone. What do we know about that?
That's right. There are power outages for there are millions of people without power. In Tampa here, we were seeing people opening up their windows and pulling out their grills to cook outside because they can't do it at home without electricity. And people here are saying they're calling the electric company and they're getting an estimate of anywhere between 3 and 5 days for power to come back on. So cell service also knocked out. But that is the big news today so far, is that people are really sitting in the dark. And as I mentioned before, city to city, everybody is still really assessing the extent of the damage in their city and how the storm affected that city.
And more than 220,000 people across the state were in hundreds of shelters this morning. What do we know about the conditions of those shelters and when people will be able to go home?
People are starting to return home now. You know, a lot of the people that I followed home today were leaving those shelters here in Tampa. In some cases, mayors are urging people not to come home too quick, not to get on the roads too quick. As we saw in Jacksonville, there's that post-surge flooding, but there's also things like stoplights that aren't working or trees that have fallen into areas and blocked roads. So they are asking people not to necessarily get on the roads too quickly. The curfew was lifted here in Tampa, so traffic is running as usual, and you're starting to see people return home. Where I am right now, I met people from Miami, Naples, Jacksonville, all starting to drive back to their city.
That's NPR's Layla Fadel joining us from Tampa, which it sounds like dodged the worst of the storm, but still some effects there. Layla, thank you so much.
Thank you.